I just started recording it and I didn't press any buttons. I was just trying to keep it from falling off my leg.
That's hilarious.
Welcome to the dysfunctional pod.
Merry Christmas.
Happy.
What did you press? Did you just
press? I just moved it like this and it. But my phone's really weird. Mm. This probably sounds really weird because you're far away and I'm close.
No one cares.
I don't know. There's some people who are really specific about their audio.
Maybe we've got, like, stereo. So it's like, I'm over here in your left ear, and Lauren's over there in your right ear.
Oh.
Can we do that? Once we start doing crap,
like, you know, with microphones?
And actually editing, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, when we start putting real effort into this... We're totally gonna blow it all out of the water.
I'm writing that down right now.
So, Blake is sitting in in the basement with me in this massage chair that my mom got, I think, as an anniversary present.
It's been a while.
It's been a really long time. You've been obsessed with that since you discovered we had it.
Kind of. But also, I had, like, terrible back issues once I figured out that you had it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, maybe that's the fix I need.
I do have a relative who's a chiropractor.
Oh, you told me about that.
Yeah. But I was talking to my coworker about that, and she's like, haven't you gone to her yet? Because you have back pain.
I love how it just sticks it in you, you know?
What?
how the thing...
How the arm...
How the arm little thing arms. Just sticks the stickums in you.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
on my car ride here...
Oh, would you like to tell the audience what you got, like, recently?
My license?
Yeah!
I got my driver's license at 18 on my first try. Wow. That's crazy.
You're living it up.
I'm living it. Goes to show you that you don't need a license until you're 18.
I mean, you had people. You had connections.
I had connections, and I had a bicycle. That's all I needed.
Fair enough. Okay, I thought the massage chair was the recording going over itself at one point. So I was like, oh god, is my phone finally breaking down?
So I got my Lucens.
Yeah.
In Mankato, Minnesota.
That's my birthplace. If you ever wanna...
It's the worst place.
If you wanna ever check out the birth of a legend, check out Mankato.
If you wanna call it that. I'm pretty sure there were a lot of people in Minnesota born in Mankato.
But there was only one me. I feel like people would want to, like...
What if Prince was born in Mankato? And you're like... See the birth of a legend. Me and Prince is over here dead.
Like, his ghost is just like, I'm gonna haunt.
More of a legend than you'll have. I'm just kidding.
What if he just makes sure I amount to nothing?
But yeah, I did that. The instructor that I had talked to me the whole time.
Oh, that's... I hate that.
No, I absolutely loved it. Because I feel like I could have made mistakes and she wouldn't have noticed.
Okay.
Granted, I'm flawless.
Did you make mistakes?
No.
What was something you thought you almost made a mistake on?
Nothing.
Oh my god!
I literally wasn't. There were roundabouts, too.
What?
Yeah. There's roundabouts in Mankato.
I know there's roundabouts in Mankato, but...
So, I had to go through like two roundabouts and I wasn't scared of that. Like a lot of people are. But yeah, I just absolutely passed that with flying colors.
Was it on an open course or closed course?
Open.
Okay.
So it was on the road.
I tested in one of those, in an open course. Or I think I was going to, but there, like, we drove 30 miles to this one testing site, and they're like, you have to wait another day before you can test again. And I was so mad because I missed an entire day of school.
Yeah.
So, you didn't have to go through that. That's good.
Because I did it, like, when did I turn 18?
The 23rd.
I did it on the 27th, so I did it, like, 4 days after I turned 18.
So, nice.
The lady asked me for my permit and my driving log and my white slip.
Oh.
And I'm like,
all those things you don't have.
But I'm 18, and she's like, oh, I just need your instruction permit and
I wish I could have done that.
Yeah.
Because, well, I didn't really have a choice because my parents were like, we need Lauren to drive her siblings.
Yeah.
We can't do this all the time. But I should have done that.
It's so much easier because you're so much more mature when you're 18, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's just natural. So you can identify everything better than when you're 16.
Yeah. I don't know how. Is that a possum outside? I don't know. It might be just a lump of dirt.
It's legitimately a lump of dirt. I don't know where you're looking.
I don't know where I was looking either. I'm blind. I forgot what we're talking about, but I'll figure it out. So, have you gotten in any almost accidents so far?
No, because I'm a flawless driver.
Oh my god.
No.
If I'm ever driving in your car with you, I'm going to take the steering wheel and just...
Do it. I would like to say that I'm better than Bryce.
Bryce is a very cautious driver.
Yeah, because he's really cautious. But, like, I'm cautious enough, but I can still, you know, speed a little.
I think Bryce is going to hear this and...
Oh, he will.
He's going to challenge you.
I can also beat your speed, Bryce.
Oh my god.
But yeah, because Bryce is cautious, but he'll probably go under the speed limit. Like, he's one of those drivers.
I mean, he's gone over the speed limit.
He was probably like, oh, no.
He's gone over the speed limit like a...
But also... No, I'm not gonna dirty talk Bryce anymore. He's gonna hurt me.
Why is he gonna hurt you?
Because, you know, there's more trash talking to be done, but he's gonna...
I don't trash talk. I mean, we talk about Bryce a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, he actually asked me one week, he's like, did you talk about me on the podcast?
I think you told me that.
Yeah, I did.
But
I think I said it on the podcast.
I think we've talked about Bryce every single podcast episode. And I don't know how we can stop.
We can't.
He's so entangled in both of our lives.
First episode.
I know.
But on my drive here, there was this truck. Because you know how they're doing construction for that one building off of that road?
I hate that road.
Why? You never go on it. The road that my house is on?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the northbound 60.
No. The one just off of that to get on the 61.
Okay.
But...
Well, The only time I go there is when I'm picking you up or dropping you off. So, how bad is the construction?
It's not bad, but there's still trucks going in and out. So, there was this big truck, you know. He was pulling out. He was taking a right, so he was kind of... He was having troubles. And I saw that, I'm like, oh no. Like, I'm gonna have to... Because I didn't know how much space to give him, so I just kind of stopped.
You don't stop...
No, you have to, well, because he was taking up the whole time. Road.
Okay, yeah.
Like, he was...
Okay, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah. Now.
I was thinking that he was just in front of you, about to turn.
No. He was turning out of the construction area and taking a right towards me, so he was taking up the whole road and trying to get into his lane. But... I was like, oh, I should give him a ton of space. And when he went past me, he's like this. Oh, he waved to me.
You made friends with the trucker.
I did.
Aww.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm an 18-year-old. I'm a 6'6", 18-year-old driving this Ford Fiesta.
Which is basically a clown car.
Which is... What I like to say is close to a smart car that I could get.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah. And, well, I made friends with a trucker today.
It's always good to have connections on on my way home. I just, weird shift, but on the freeway, there's this guy who was in the carpool lane, but he was just him.
Mm-hmm.
And... Someone behind him, I guess, was coming too close, so the guy just stuck out his middle finger and left it there for 5 minutes.
That's hilarious.
And then he, like, sped up, and I never saw him again. I have the feeling.
Although, can't you go into the express lane if you have the MN pass?
You can, yes. But
like,
I'm not
sure. Just by yourself? I think to...
But especially who has during, the MN pass?
No one... I think... I want to say that it charges you. Like, it'll look at your plate.
Yeah.
Somehow. And it'll charge you. I don't know how it works.
I don't know
because
either.
Because it's like, using it would get it for 75 cents during rush hour or whatever.
Like, I know that... my dad tried explaining it to me once, but I can't. I didn't. I was so tired, and
just
I didn't.
You weren't paying attention. Let's be
no,
honest here.
No, I wasn't. I try to pay attention when people are explaining things to me, but I get so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I already get the point.
Yeah.
And now I want to move on, but they're still explaining. I don't get the point.
It's the point of it is for rush hour traffic.
Yeah.
Because you can just buy your way through rush hour.
Is it Ashley asked me today if, because her boyfriend,
Mitchell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming back in, like, October.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, he has to decide whether he's going to take an AM flight, but if he's going to get an AM flight, would you consider driving down to the airport with me so we can use the carpool lane. And I'm like, sure.
You're like, dude, of course.
She offered McDonald's, which, I mean...
How could you say no to that?
I know, I need coffee
like
to survive.
It's like 2 cents, but...
Like...
It's the cheapest meal you'll ever get, but...
Exactly. Ugh. So...
I hate McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I do, too.
They do... They're too bready.
They are. They're just...
And they
they're
just
brittle
don't taste
to
good.
Me. They don't. They're tasteless.
Yeah.
And besides, I've seen too many food inks. My mom makes me watch documentaries. Is it? She wanted to watch 60 Minutes with me last night, and I'm like,
60 Minutes.
I love 60
sometimes
Minutes.
Sometimes intrigues me.
I do like 60
which
Minutes.
Which is why I stay away from 60 Minutes.
I love 60 Minutes.
I
just.
Because when I get in at 60 minutes, I'm over here sitting at the TV for 60 whole minutes. And I'm like, what the heck?
So my grandfather does. That's what I grew up with, that my grandparents and my house.
Which is why I don't even watch TV anymore.
That's fair.
Like, I would rarely go. Because I don't. My TV only has, like, Netflix. So I can just kind of, you know, whenever I want to watch a movie, I can just, or a TV show, I can just watch Netflix. Ugh. I hope that all of your taps register.
I hope not. I really hope not.
So it sounds like
they can figure out my what is it called? Holy crap. My passcode from Morse code. I mean, that wouldn't even translate well.
No, it wouldn't. It would translate to, like, A. Is A just one dot? I think A's
I don't
just
remember.
One dot.
You'd have to ask my dad. The Navy boy. Navy dude. They don't have any more creative freedom on Netflix.
No.
It's all horrible, except for a few shows. Mm-hmm. I just got back into watching.
So they took off, like, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
They did? I wanted to start watching that.
I'm pretty sure they did.
That's not fair.
They took off Futurama. They took off a few, like, great shows, but they spent so much money on keeping Friends on.
I know. Just lose Friends already. I've seen all the episodes.
I still have yet to.
I mean, some of them are worth it, but most of it, like, past where Chandler and Monica get married, it's useless.
Mm-hmm. It's like Boy Meets World.
Oh, I loved that.
But as soon as you get to, like, the fourth season, it should have been done. Although really enjoy Boy Meets World.
I do love Boy Meets World.
I need to watch the last seasons.
Oh, man. The actor, I can't remember, Sean, the actor played Sean. I don't remember his name, but when I started watching...
I think his last name is Ryder.
Ryder. Yeah. But Ryder Strong, I think.
Maybe.
Don't fact check me out. Don't
I'm
quote me.
I'm fact checking.
Fact check. But I was watching Veronica Mars. I love that show so much. And he played like a bully on there. I don't want to call him a bully because they were kind of doing a thing that was similar to the Stanford Prison Experiment on the show, and it was really cool. But like, it was so.
Ryder Strong, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ben Savage and Ryder Strong.
I'm so happy I remembered that.
Yeah.
But I don't know the actress who plays Topanga's name. To me, she's just Topanga.
Danielle Fisher.
Okay. She's still just going to be Topanga to me. I think it's useless.
I think I remembered that a while ago. Ryder Strong is really handsome.
Show me. Oh, well, I saw
you
him.
No,
I know,
Ryder
I know,
Strong
but like,
like.
He was handsome as a kid, like, as like an
look
adult.
Look at that man.
Yeah, I know.
He's very attractive.
I know.
He's like Jake Gyllenhaal. Just super dreamy.
Yeah.
I talked to Grace about, like, all of my male crushes because there's Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah. You gotta have Ryan Reynolds in it.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Just really, if you got a beard, like, really nice beard.
Hugh Jackman. Well, he didn't have a beard anymore, but...
Yeah.
But
John Krasinski. Hugh Jackman.
John Krasinski. He's not my celebrity crush, but... He has a beard. I was just thinking possibilities for you.
What's his face? David Beckham?
Do you have a crush on Nick Offerman?
Who's Nick Offerman?
Look him up!
Obviously,
he's on
Parks
and Rec! He's my dad's favorite character in Parks and Rec. He plays Ron Swanson.
Oh, then I know who he is.
Yeah.
No.
He's so awesome.
He only has a mustache.
Now he, if you look at him, yeah, he's not on, the show stopped.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's probably
like
the right thing to do.
Parks and Rec and The Office had to
They're timeless.
Eventually. I know, but you can't, you won't
I know.
It's like, The Simpsons should have died a while ago.
But they're still happening.
But they're still going.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That just started a while ago, though.
They're filming season 7 now.
I know, but that's still pretty young.
Yeah. But I don't think you could get tired of it.
Yeah.
I have a theory that it's going to end with season 9.
Just but I feel like Brooklyn Nine-Nine is like an SNL type thing.
It really is.
Where it's like you... But SNL's dependent on the actors and actresses in it.
Yeah, they are. They rely a lot on it.
Because, like, now, I'm not that into it.
SNL or Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Okay. I mean...
Our friendship would have completely...
If I were to
say Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you would have been, like, out of my house now.
Yeah. I would have been like, you better stop with that crap. We're
watching all 6 seasons right now.
I mean, there was a lot of discourse in the newest season.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was different, it was a different network that took it over.
Yeah.
NBC, thank you. I have to say it. I have to say thank you. Because Fox was going to cancel this show, even though it was a...
It's like Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
How they were going, they canceled it and then ABC took it.
Yeah.
Probably some of the actors in the new seasons.
I don't like the new actors.
The new Mandy and the new boy.
Yeah, I don't like
I think them. Those are the only new ones.
Yeah,
there?
But you can't replace Mandy.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I didn't like the new Mandy.
Yeah, I didn't.
I feel like the Boyd has been changed so often that it really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. No one cares about kids who aren't the main character in sitcoms. So.
Boyd had such a small role, too.
Yeah, he really was just, like, there for show.
Yeah. He was there because of Kristen and Ryan.
Yeah, that's the only thing that held their relationship together. I think one of my siblings is home. I think it's Jackson because Grace wouldn't be home this early.
It would be kind of funny, though, if they replaced Tim Allen from his own show.
With no one noticing. Jackson, we're recording.
Oh,
bye,
Jackson.
Bye.
I feel like we should get, like, a neon
We're recording.
Sign. Recording.
Grace would ignore it.
Oh, for sure.
She'd be like, Lauren!
Lauren! Tell me slice the pizza.
Help me
You're 18!
She turned 18 yesterday!
Yeah, she did.
I'm very proud of her.
She made it.
She did.
She survived.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that hard to do in today's society.
No. I mean, depends, really. But a part of me, as the oldest girl, I get really, really territorial, like, of everything. So I'm like, oh great, I'm not the only adult, I'm not special, okay. I get catty with my sister.
Yeah.
But, I think that's just because we're really close in age.
I feel like my family just knows that I'm pretty independent. They're like, oh, Blake needs a space. So they just kind of only yell to me whenever they need me.
Yeah, my family does. But my siblings don't care.
Yeah.
They'll be like, hey, you want to play Super Smash Bros? Hey.
Oliver has started getting to that stage where he's like, Blake, let's play video games together.
Oh, that's but, sweet.
Like, I got Minecraft as a joke because I found it the funniest crap to joke
There's
about.
There's a Minecraft renaissance going on.
Is there? I feel yeah. like I wouldn't want to go.
No, no, not like a renaissance fair. It's like a Minecraft renaissance. It's a revival of Minecraft.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because I think one of my last conversations with Ruben at work was about how relaxing Minecraft is.
Yeah, people are really getting... It's not relaxing.
I find it stressful.
From, like, the 2 hours that I've played it, I cannot survive.
I watch my dad and my brother play together on the same server, and it's comedic gold. Because my brother will swoop in and kill my dad for no reason.
Yeah, I would do that if Bryce and I played Minecraft.
Hear that, Bryce. Blake wants to play Minecraft.
Yeah, Bryce, let's go play Minecraft someday. Text me when you...
Legitimately... He's not gonna listen.
Text me when you listen to this episode and get to this point. I dare you. And then we can play Minecraft. Now that I got that message out, breaking the fourth wall here, yeah,
I don't know.
2019 has been the year of a Minecraft revival, and it's kind of scary.
I know, I feel like we're repeating everything over and over, because we have peaked.
I feel like planking should
Please
come back.
Don't. It's the only thing I could do. I do have photos. I think I have, like, one photo of me planking.
That's just middle school. Me sleeping. Because I'm a stomach sleeper.
I find that odd.
That I sleep on my stomach. Yeah, it is. But still.
I still find that odd.
I don't like fetal position.
Well, I mean,
and I can't sleep on my back. So.
And speaking of sleeping, my mattress fell apart. So I've been So I've been sleeping upstairs in my mom's office for the past few weeks, and my mattress just came. My new mattress just came last night. And I'm so happy. Because sleeping. Like, my dog sleeps on my bed with me in my mom's office, and she just takes up the entire bed.
Yeah.
Even though she's, like, really small.
Yeah.
It's a twin bed. So, like, there's no room for me, and she
No, that's how my bed is. Although, I was able to fit Vito and Venice took up the most space.
Yeah. Little dogs like to spread out.
Yeah.
Except for Pepper, my other dog, who just kind of curls up wherever, like, she can curl up on your chest.
I think Vito liked to do that. He was like,
hey, what's going on? Aw.
Like, I tried to, like, cuddle with him, but then he'd just kind of move.
That's what Lucy does. Lucy just...
But I want to cuddle with you.
I, like, pick Lucy up and I sit down with her.
This is my favorite.
She's like, no.
We're back.
You're going back.
I'm going back.
Are you switching it up?
No. There's no... Maybe I'll switch up the... what you call it? The rollers, the intensity, and how they spin. Maybe I'll...
Okay.
Kneading or pushing? I think I didn't push last
I like
time.
Kneading, especially on my... This is a very boring episode.
No,
We've talked about
a good amount. There we go. Okay. Pushing doesn't work on your waist.
No, it doesn't.
Knee on my waist. And then...
What if you end up breaking it?
On the pod?
Yeah. It just shuts down.
your mom would hate me.
Yeah, she hasn't. She talks about just coming down here and watching TV.
She hasn't?
No, she hasn't.
I feel like that's something my mom would do.
She talks about it, but she didn't. I went to, over the Labor Day weekend, I went to Wisconsin for my sister's, celebrating my sister's birthday. We took her to surprise her. We took her to see her best friend, Hannah, in college, mm-hmm. Nuclear. But, where is it? And Hannah came with us to go to random places in Wisconsin. And as much, I don't know how you feel about Wisconsin, but like, I know people who are from Wisconsin. They're pretty great. But Wisconsin as a state itself.
I hate it.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
It feels so boring.
Yeah, and
the Midwest in general, until you hit Minneapolis, is boring.
It is.
Like, but anywhere else in Minnesota, boring.
It really, I mean, there's Rochester, for all the sick people out there. Go to Rochester Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
There are quite a few hidden gems in the Midwest.
Minneapolis is one of them. Minneapolis should have just been the capital of Minnesota.
Fun fact.
The St. Paul crap.
Fun fact, Lizzo she lived in Minneapolis for like 2 years, and she occasionally goes back for the dentist.
Who does?
Lizzo, she's
helpful.
Look her up. She has some great songs. Spotify it. Her songs.
Google. Is it double C?
Yeah. She has a really great, energetic, peppy songs, and I like it. Like, it's more of something that Grace would listen to.
Yeah.
But I still like it. I think it's the only artist that I like out of all the music she's shared with me. But anyways, Wisconsin is the worst. Because they have tiny signs, like tiny street signs, and we didn't know where we were going for ever.
Yeah. That's the same with Iowa.
I know that.
Illinois is pretty good because they've got, if you're a very hipster person, they've got a hipster town called Broad Ripple.
Oh.
It
sounds like a gym.
Broad Ripple. Come to Broad Ripple!
Like a CrossFit gym in California.
Yeah. It kind of does.
Yeah.
Because California is also one of those hipster. They've got like a large hipster following.
They do.
Really, I feel like California can't be hipster.
I feel like California is just as boring as the Midwest.
Probably.
Because it's just desert.
Yeah. Until you get to San Fran.
Yeah, or Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But kind of same.
Or Sacramento.
Or San Diego.
Those are like the only good parts about California. Otherwise it's crap. Or the San Francisco Fault.
San Andreas. Right? No, that's different.
It's San Andreas?
San Andreas, yeah.
I don't know.
That's probably a fault. That's a fault line, I remember that. I think my dad was in an earthquake there. Back when he was in the Navy.
I can't wait until that little part of California
just breaks off.
Just breaks up.
And then we have to pay more money to get there.
You know how funny that would be? Because there's like, so technically, they're just always moving. Mm-hmm. Anyone west of that fault is just moving slower and slower every day. So eventually, they're going to be like, wait, this road isn't connected to that road.
It's anymore. A dead end.
And then they're gonna slowly go across.
They're probably gonna make that into a huge tourist attraction.
Oh, for sure.
I don't doubt it for
but
a minute.
But it won't happen for another, like, million years. Yeah. But slowly they're gonna go down into Mexico. That's the real way to cross the border.
That's how. But that's how. That'll just be Americans crossing into. They're escaping.
Yeah.
We all kind of want to escape.
Yeah. Let's see, who's running for president? Are there any celebrities running for president this election?
Not that I know of. I feel like John Mulaney should run.
I think Kanye wanted to, but then he's like, oh, Trump's good. And then he was like, I'm waiting till 2024.
I have no idea, to be honest. I
think there's a wide Oprah's going to run.
I would vote for Oprah.
I wouldn't.
I still would.
Nothing against Oprah. But I feel like, as a politician, she might not be the best.
Okay, but Donald Trump was not a politician.
I know. And how's that going for us? Exactly.
I just think
you're
anything's
better. You're just proving your own point.
Anything is better than Trump.
That's debatable. We've had worse presidents.
We have, in the past.
Obama,
yeah.
I'm going to get shot
yeah,
for
you
saying
are.
That.
I won't defend
no,
you.
No, John Wilkes Booth. He was president.
No, you're thinking of the gunman in that one theater. You know, Abe's last curtain call.
Six Semper Tyrannis, am I right? We had, George Harrison. He was one of the Beatles. I'm getting all of my presidents mixed up.
What about the one? What about the one president
Grant
who was like in office for 30 days, then died of a cold? He's my favorite president.
I think he was. George W. was good his first term, but then his
Senior.
Second term.
Yeah, I did watch a pretty interesting documentary on George Bush Sr.
Oh, H.W.?
H.W., yeah. He was a good person. And in my opinion, politics can only be for people who are willing to sacrifice needs of others to benefit other people. And it's very confusing.
Zachary Taylor obviously did good. He was only in for a year. Nixon was worse. I want to say Ulysses S. Grant was... But he also made the bill.
What? Which bill?
The 10.
Okay.
I think. Andrew Johnson? I think he was... Or was it Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson's the name of my cousin.
One of those were, like, terrible.
Andrew Jackson is a terrible... was a terrible president. He was the one who started... I think he started the trip, like... I want to say... Is it called the Trail of Tears? I want to say that's...
Yeah.
Right, because he destroyed a lot of, we forced the Native Americans off their land, and then made it into our own glorified version of exploration and establishing home.
I think,
we should probably end this soon.
Yeah, because he was, like, right after, He was right after Lincoln's assassination.
Wait, and I'm pretty are sure you talking about...
Andrew Johnson. And I'm pretty sure nobody liked him. Oh, yeah, Ulysses S. Grant was good, I think, because he... He was a Union officer, so... And he led the Union to victory over the Confederacy. I don't know.
Okay, that's history.
Fun. History.
That's fun. I don't like American history as much as global history.
Yeah.
American history, we've...
It's because we're only 300 years old.
We're young.
We don't have much except for terrorist attacks.
Yeah, and not very many of those.
And, yeah.
Well, yeah. There's only... I'm trying
There's to... only a few major attacks that did stuff. Because... Otherwise, now we've just got, like... documented stuff.
We also have a lot of shootings.
But that those are just documented because we had more in like during the Civil War than we do now. We can just document them.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, this is a problem.
So
rather than back then where they're like, oh, like
we gotta kill each other.
Like we don't even know that this is a thing.
Huh. It's just so repetitive. I think we keep making the same mistakes over and over and over.
Yeah.
And it's stupid.
It's because no one studies up on their history.
No.
So we're gonna end this podcast saying, hey, read those history books.
Read them well and read them good.
And you might become the next president of the United States of America.
Let's not fill them with hope. They have to go through a bunch of crap first.
We need to fill them with hope if they want to go through all that crap. So, God bless America, and God bless the podcast. Amen.
I'll just say God bless the podcast.
Good morrow and good night.
Good morrow and good night.
We have not said that.
No, even though when we started 20
episodes.
Even though when we started the podcast.
We were like, good morrow and good night.
Well, thank you for listening to the Dysfunctional Pod. You can find us on Instagram at the Dysfunctional Pod TM. Yeah.
Or else that's our email.
And... our contact info should be on the page right there. If you feel like giving Blake a call, do it. I highly recommend.
It's a terrible idea.
Do it.
But please give me a call.
Do it. And as always, tell us what you think.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Samhain. Adios.